Professor Dahl, could you please tell us about your early interactions with quantum chemistry and Ballhausen?
Yes, that would be a pleasure. That would essentially be about the period from 1959 to 1972. It began when Ballhausen, in the summer of 1959, came back to Denmark from the United States to take over the chair of physical chemistry at the University of Copenhagen. I had been enrolled as a PhD student in physical chemistry the same year and was given the opportunity to attend Per Olof Lodin's summer school in quantum chemistry in Sweden. The summer school consisted of a basic part and an advanced part, and in connection with the advanced part, several prominent quantum chemists came by and gave talks, and among them the young Professor Ballhausen. He gave a lively and very interesting talk on ligand field theory, spiced with a kind of distinctive remarks which turned out to be so characteristic for him. I had written a letter to Ballhausen from Sweden asking him to become a PhD supervisor, and now I met him. He accepted and very quickly found the ideal problem for me. "Examine and describe the electronic structure of the ferrocene molecule," he said. This molecule was a prototype of a new class of compounds known as sandwich compounds, because they were built of two aromatic rings with a metal atom sandwiched between them, in this case an iron atom. During my PhD project, Ballhausen gave me all the support he could. He placed a modern electric calculator at my disposal, he discussed with me whenever I wanted to, and during his contact with Professor Charles Coulson in Oxford, he provided a set of very valuable integrals worked out by Michael Barnett, which I needed for the calculation of my two electron integrals. I extended the tables as needed and succeeded in finishing what became the first semi-quantitative calculation on the ferrocene molecule. Having acquired my PhD degree, I had to serve for 2 years in the Danish Navy. However, I kept the contact with Ballhausen during this period, and he arranged that I could afterwards spend some time with Professor John C. Slater at MIT. The period was a successful one, lasting for a year and a half. I turned back to Denmark in the summer of 1964 and gladly accepted a position as lecturer in Ballhausen's department. The department had now developed into an international center in theoretical inorganic chemistry. A large number of postdocs and more senior visitors from the United States and elsewhere had contributed to this. Ballhausen had published his classic book on ligand field theory, and together with postdoc Harry B. Gray, he had published a textbook on molecular orbital theory in which they developed the so-called extended Boltzberg-Helmholtz method, a semi-empirical theory that was now being applied to many inorganic complexes. I participated in a number of these calculations in collaboration with several visitors. The Boltzberg-Helmholtz method was, however, not a sufficiently detailed theory. It was, in particular, unable to treat the electron-electron interaction properly. We therefore gradually abandoned it and developed more exact Hartree-Fock theories that we applied to a number of inorganic complexes in collaboration with visitors and Danish students and postdocs, in particular Helge Johansen. In 1972, I left Ballhausen's Department of Physical Chemistry to become a professor at the Technical University of Denmark. Here we made many electronic structure investigations during the following years. But the years from 1959 to 72 were for me the pioneering molecular orbital years. I'm very grateful to Karl Ballhausen for having given me the opportunity to work with him during this fruitful period and for the way he always treated me as an equal and as a friend. Ballhausen has often emphasized that chemistry is an experimental science. In accordance with this, he also set up experimental work in spectroscopy and X-ray crystallography. Good work was done in these fields as well, but it was theory that had Ballhausen's heart, and it is his theoretical works and his theoretical discussions that has bestowed upon him the high reputation he has always enjoyed.
Thank you very much, Professor Dahl.